the earth subdue it. How can you know over the sea, birds of the heavens, everything that moves on earth? In 26 and in heated in 27, God is telling He's created us in His own, and we are image bearers. We made, created, carry, created likeness. The amazing thing to wonder, guys, you as a man are created, carry in your likeness. We made to carry us to be creating the characteristics of Maker in a way as our children carry our characteristics and to be our image bearer physically, emotionally, or sleep. As a dad, I can't complain when my son's lacking in control and something foolish or touching some alarm in a store or doing things at mom's house. I can't blame that dad. That's where they're getting it from. As bearers, we not only resemble God in our capacity for reason and intelligence, but we resemble Him in our ability to form meaningful relationships and have conscious sense of morality. But before I want to get to as verse 7 gets a lot more specific than that. It said, create us male, female. He created us as male and female images. Men and women given the mandate to be exercising God's authority, dominion, and to be exercising subduing control over our lives as bearers and images of God. But we do this from distinction. We do this as men and women. This distinct God's laid out in the first pages of Scripture, it signals to us that there should be differences in how we image bear. This distinction of role in that God shouldn't ignore. We should pay attention to it. We should sit. We should think about how this distinction functions in life. More than thinking that we should be viciously embracing these distinctions as men. Don't think it. You're not going to viciously embracing it. So here's the reality. He's made you and I in to be embedded for Christ in particularly masculine ways as it bears. He created you to be a man, and you demonstrate ambitious vision for as a man, not as bull, just as a human being, but as a man. Ambitiously embrace Paul, you're created made to be image bearer of God. A man who exercises subduing and authority your life and circumstances and the world around us. This is God's mandate. This is God's call for every one of us. And this sounds a bit hard. Exercise is doing rule over lives and stances, the world around us. Study just one, and you need to learn and stand and comprehend and greater how God has called us to be exercising dominion and subduing, cultivating the world around us and our lives. God, this is all order. This is a challenge, and it really is hard. And if that's hard, it shouldn't surprise us, and it should dissuade us. At fall, one consequence of God brought sin, Genesis 17, 18, is difficulty in filling our God-ordained role as men. Genesis 3 says, just as the ground, Cain shall eat it. By the side of your face, you shall eat bread. Sin has brought difficulty in fulfilling mandate. We resist internally and externally, fulfilling all. So, I don't know if you've ever said that. Surprise all. Shouldn't surprise at all, but it's so common for us men to struggle with passing or lateness. This is that instant sin. It's not just inherent to be a man that we are lazy or to be passive. It's inherent in a fall and sinful. That's sin work in the world and in us resist fall.